And you may have seen this on your Facebook feed. The SETI Institute, which is devoted to finding extraterrestrial life in the universe, announced it is investigating reports of an unusual radio signal found in space by Russian astronomers. Kelly Beatty is senior editor at Sky and Telescope. He joins us via Skype. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Nano Nano.
Well, what do we know about these radio signals and SETI's announcement?
You know, this is kind of an oblique kind of report. It's coming by way of, a PowerPoint presentation or something. They used a radio telescope that has a really wide bandwidth. And by that, I mean, it's like you had a radar detector for catching speeders, but you had it set to catch anything from 50 to 150 miles an hour. And it was just a one-time event. It happened in May of last year, and it happens to be in the direction of this star. And the star is known as HD 164595, which is in the constellation Hercules. That is a star very much like the sun and is known to have a planet.
So what are the possibilities for this radio signal?
Well, the possibility that it might be from some alien race is actually very, very low. This planet is much larger than the Earth. It orbits very close to the star, which means it's going to be extremely hot on one side and extremely cold on the other. And the power that would have to be directed toward the Earth from 94 light years away would be just incredible. So although SETI scientists are being cautious and they're trying to pick up another signal by pointing their telescopes in the same direction, chances are much, much more likely that it was something actually artificial, a satellite that came close to that position. One thing about this Russian telescope is that it doesn't point exactly at one spot in space. It actually gathers data from a pretty good size area. So there are all kinds of reasons that are much more mundane than extraterrestrial life that could work here.
Still, it's reminding a lot of people of the movie Contact, based on the Carl Sagan novel, where a SETI scientist, played by Jodie Foster, finds a signal, evidence of alien life, and is chosen to make first contact. Here's a clip.
NORAD's not tracking any snoops in this vector.
Okay, point source confirmed. Whatever it is, it ain't local.
Position?
I checked interferometry somewhere in Lyra, I think.
Kelly, when will we know for sure?
You know, I love Contact, and that clip tells you everything you need to know. The signal kept repeating over and over. In this Russian case, it was just one and done. So the first thing we need to do is get another signal, and if it repeats, then we've got something. If not, it's just a false alarm.
That's Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, thanks as always.
All right, Jeremy. Take care.